Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
You know, guys, when you get to be our age, finding the motivation to get back in shape can be hard. It's just plain tough to find a routine and to stick with it. Good news. FitBod is a fitness app that is anything but routine. It tailors your workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule, so you can avoid burnout. And FitBod helps keep up your momentum by mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. Best yet, FitBod has over 1,000 demonstration videos, so you can learn the right way to do each exercise. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/zabe. That's fitbod.me/zabe.
I mean, we love the Roadcaster.
I do. Now, do you have the new one, by the way?
No, I saw yours. It's gorgeous. I'm jealous of your
I returned
your Roadcaster.
No, well,
why? Would you do such a thing?
A, that's what I do. You know that. And B, they made the fatal mistake of making it too complicated. They wanted to make it do everything, and it got beyond what made it so beautiful, that it was simple. Plus, there are, I count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 sliders on this particular thing, so you can physically move up and down the volume of 8 different sources. They changed it to 6 on Why? The new one, because they say you can assign virtual sliders to increase the total beyond 8. I don't want virtual charge. I want the real fucking deal.
This is where the
and with
move,
that and All with right. that here we go. Sing it with us, everybody.
No, I'm not doing it.
Look a cuckoo, look a cuckoo. Look a cuckoo, look a cuckoo.
Okay.
All right, Paul Charchian joins us on this Tuesday evening into Wednesday morning, asking the question on Twitter, so where do you go to watch election night coverage? Is that a real question?
Yeah, what do you mean? Why wouldn't it be a real question?
Democrats know where to go to get their version, and Republicans or conservatives know where to go to get theirs.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yes.
You are missing out on the wide swath of people.
In the middle?
That love to watch the opposing coverage when they're the winner, so they can get all the tears and all of the, you know, all the backpedaling and all the apologies and all the excuse making. So if a Tuesday turns out to be the red wave that many, that usually the midterms are, right? Usually it flips against the president in these midterms. If it holds up, people love to watch MSNBC or CNN or PBS or NBC or CBS or ABC so that you can see what, you know, how they're trying to react to a Republican victory.
Sure. There's definitely that. And by the way, you're right. Midterms are about as reliable for the out of power party as Andy Reid after a bye. What is Andy Reid's post-bye record going back to Philadelphia? It's really good.
Yeah, it's like 20-3 or something in that ballpark. Yeah.
It's flat out stupid is what it is. So in general, it favors the out of party power party, but it's looking tonight like it is going to be a red tsunami because for a variety of factors, but mainly turnout, that the Democrat turnout is just not there. And I think I saw a number that said African-American turnout is down from 12% to 9%. And because they vote so heavy Democratic, that's a fucking dagger right there, big time. And you look at Florida right now. So DeSantis is probably going to win the state by close to 15 points.
Yeah, that's
which
a bludgeoning
is
right there.
Incredible considering he won by less than a percent over this guy, Gillum, back in 2018, who ended up being arrested at a crack house with some gay lover months after like it was all over. So, you know, it's not like Florida has been the most expensive and juicy swing state for a while. And it's looking like a bloodbath down there, but it's
but
early.
That was totally expected. Ron DeSantis is incredibly popular. That was expected. There are far more interesting and tighter races in swing states like Pennsylvania. Fetterman Oz, and Ohio has got one that's extremely close as well. Ryan and Vance, and those are both at this moment, and whenever he's listening to this, it'll all be over. Right now, those are strongly blue right now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Pennsylvania situation is absolutely ridiculous. Pennsylvania and Philadelphia in particular are a fucking boil on the ass of this country. They are a scourge. It is the most corrupt, dysfunctional, violent city, and their elections are complete shit shows. Pennsylvania probably won't be done for days. And this is a joke. This is a joke because Florida is going to be done by midnight, and it's a much bigger state with more people in it. I think more people in it than Pennsylvania. I may be wrong.
I don't know. It's called, I mean, Philadelphia is what, the fourth biggest market in America. So yeah, that's,
And apparently like at some places, like I've been seeing reports now that Maricopa County in Arizona ran out of paper ballots. Other jurisdictions run.
That's ridiculous.
Right. How does a first world country allegedly fuck up an election where you just have to print enough ballots? You know how many registered voters there are per district? Print that many.
Right. That wouldn't seem
and
to be better.
And save the rest for the next time.
Zabe, they didn't run out at 8 p.m. They ran out at like noon.
Exactly.
What?
Exactly.
How can you be that far off? It's ridiculous.
Florida population 21,944,000.
All right.
Pennsylvania 12,804,000.
Way Florida. Doubling. I thought it'd be way closer.
There's a distinct thing there. Apparently DeSantis has won counties like Miami-Dade, heavily Democratic, where he lost by 8 in the previous go round, or lost by 20. He's winning Miami-Dade by 8 percentage points. This is like Vanderbilt destroying Alabama in college football, like a turnaround that you're like, this can't be the case. Now, it may not apply across all states. All elections are essentially local when it all comes down to it. So we shall see. But election night.
So what channel am I going to watch?
I can't watch TV. I'm going to hit refresh on my curated Twitter list that people can't see, that I don't like any tweets from as bookmarks because people get all triggered. But yes, I have a Twitter list of people that I follow that are election related, team reality related, as I like to say. And so therefore I'll just hit refresh on that.
All right. How about this?
I can't watch TV. It angers me too much. All of it.
You've got DirecTV. I assume you are at home right now, but I don't know.
I am home. Yes.
All right. You got DirecTV. I like Channel 200, which is the news version of the 8-way spread that I get on NFL Sunday on DirecTV, where I get to watch all the channels at once. And so this one has got 4 different channels on it, plus running tallies of the Senate and the House on it. And that's what I'm watching. So now I can flip between. I never get commercials on. I don't have to watch commercials on any of them because I can just go to whoever's not showing commercials. And I get to see whichever of the 4 channels ends up like calling a state first or whatever. I've got it all on screen. So this is perfect. Yeah. This is my version of Sunday football for election night coverage.
Yes, exactly. Well, here's the thing. The Republicans are almost certainly going to take both the Senate and the House. But as I said to a friend, I go, they can have the biggest recruiting class ever, meaning flip a bunch of seats and take over. They got to win games once they're in office and govern. And this team, they have big recruiting classes, Team Elephant, and they don't fucking win games. Like, that's what pisses me off. But, you know, you got to root for you got to root for if you believe a certain way about how the country should be run. So,
all right, we'll now let me ask you this. So let's say it's red wave. Let's say it does happen that way.
Yeah.
I'm a believer in not rubbing salt in the wounds. That you're Barry Sanders, you hand the ball to the ref, and you just go about your business. But I don't think that's most of where we are right now. I think most
politically.
I think people want to stomp on the graves of the dead.
Well, look, there's a lot of shit. There's a lot of punishment that needs to be doled out for what mostly Democrat politicians did in the overreaction to COVID. The lives they destroyed, the businesses they destroyed, the 2 years they took away from young people, the learning delays, everything along the way. Now they're asking for amnesty charge. They're going, some are, but most of them are like, well, let's just forget about the last 2 years. No, fuck you. Because they weren't willing to listen and think, okay, we know more now. We have to weigh negative trade-off A against cautious sort of, you know, regulations B. And they didn't make the trade-off. They're just like, nah, close everything, keep kids out of school. And they're resilient. Remember that, Church? They're resilient. Mm. Your daughter she's in college now, isn't she?
17.
17. Week. She'll be there soon. My daughters are college age and above. But man, I feel really bad for parents who had young kids in school who were then out of school and are now playing catch-up on, you know, learning their reading, writing, and arithmetic. If you're a high schooler who lost 2 great years, you know, my daughter lost her senior year play that she was going to have the biggest part in. She had been in theater for several years. This was going to be it. She was one thing she really loved doing, and it got taken away, and it fucking pisses me off. Anyway, you were going to say.
Well, yeah, that may end up being a factor. We'll see. This is also everything you're saying is a reinforcement of your previously held beliefs, right? What you were asking is for people who maybe to change their mind on this. That went, you know, maybe even were for those things when they were happening, but now upon reflection, feel like that was ridiculous. And I don't know that people are willing to do that. We'll see.
Yeah. The pivot for the whole country should have come at the end of summer 2020. That's when they should have said, okay, we've got enough data now. We see the shape of this thing. It's killing old people, but it's really killing old people who already have a lot of shit going on. It's time to get society back up and running. But, you know, the people that were making the decisions, as you know, the elite laptop class, they were the least affected by it. They were like, I'm going to stay home and log into my mid-managerial job by Zoom, and you peons can fucking deliver me Uber Eats. That was the attitude. There was no consequence. In fact, there was benefits such as, oh, I don't have to go to the office anymore. God, this is great. Work from home in my pajamas. Don't commute. So it was a benefit. So there really was no incentive to get things back going to the way they once were. But anyway, we'll see what happens tonight. And yeah, where do I watch? I don't watch. I look at the internet.
You don't watch.
I can't watch the cable news because I hate all the cable news. It's such mind poison. Okay, let's pivot. Pivot to football. Wow, yeah, we gotta talk about this hiring of Jeff Saturday by good old Jimmy Irsay, member of the Lucky Sperm Club. Here, son, want a billion-dollar NFL franchise? It's your birthright.
What do you mean a billion? What do you mean a billion?
Well, Colts are a small market. What do you think they'd go for?
Five.
Wow.
Why not five? The Broncos went for four
and change
a year ago.
Snyder's right? going to sell for
Snyder's gonna get
seven.
10. Okay, seven. I think the cost to play only goes up, right? The cost, it never goes down. It only goes up. Yeah, that's it's a hell of a way to go. Ursay, this is the most befuddling coaching. It's not, and granted, it's only an interim coach, but this is the most befuddling, unearned job we've ever seen handed to a head coach. Zabe, here's my favorite thing about giving Jeff Saturday the job as the new head coach of the Colts, based on him having coached 1 year of high school football 2 years ago on a two-win team. They have two coaches on staff who have been head coaches before, and they didn't pick them to be head coaches here to finish out, to run out the season.
You know, it's almost like being in radio your whole life and then watching somebody who just played a sport get their own show instead of you. How hard can it be? Communicating. It's just a mic. Talk into it. Just like, hey, you're a coach. Here's a whistle and a clipboard. Tell them to go tackle each other. And then, you know, you played. How hard can it be? No, it's very frustrating. You're right. That said, is there any merit to this angle from Ursay? Take a listen.
I'm glad he doesn't have any NFL experience. I'm glad he hasn't learned the fear that's in this league. That's because it's tough for all our coaches. They're afraid. They go to analytics, and it gets difficult. I mean, he doesn't have all that. He doesn't have that fear, and there was no other candidate. We were fortunate that he was available. And he
very
has
fortunate.
Tons of experience.
Very busy.
Okay.
A lot Where to do you start lot, with that?
All right, let's break it down piece by piece. He doesn't have the fear. Yeah. Because he wasn't in the coaching ranks. He hasn't dedicated his life to doing this. He hasn't changed jobs six times in the 20 years after starting out as a quality control slappy and moving his family and foregoing holidays, right, Charge?
Yeah,
to that's then all, get
that's
to
part
be,
of the job.
Then get to be 44 years old saying, okay, I think I might get to be head coach. And then if you do get to be head coach, you're like, fuck, I got to win games, and I got to win them now. And this league is hard. Yeah. Yeah, that's why coaches have fear. They have fear, Ursay, because pill-popping douchebags like you fire dudes who are good coaches for no reason. Like, Frank Reich got done wrong, I think.
Oh, well, I mean, look at the quarterback he was handed, right? Andrew Luck retired in after 1 year with
right.
Frank Reich, and then he's gone through a series of terrible quarterbacks that he's had to work with. It's very hard to win in this league mm-hmm. with bad quarterbacking, and he had managed an over 500 record. Was this team in a bad spot right now? Hell yeah, it was. They just come off a 125-yard game, worst in the history of the team. So, yeah, things weren't going well, but did he deserve to get banned? Probably not, and especially not for this stupid move.
Yeah.
Now, the fear okay. thing is – here's why I don't buy a fear thing, Zabe.
Yes.
Hang on.
No, hold on. Just so we know, we got three things we're going to unpack here. Fear, analytics, and thank God he was available. Okay, we're still on fear. Keep unpacking.
Yes. All right. So if all these coaches did were to finally work your way up to the job and then coach out of fear because of pressure or whatever else, nobody would take the job and you'd be no good at it. I mean, just by virtue of having gotten the 1% of the 1%, these are already risk takers inherently, right?
Right.
These are already people that have built into their DNA a competitive fire. Most of them were players. They were coaches at a high level. That's all built in. And to suggest that you got there through cowardice and you finally get to this spot and you roll over and go dead is stupid.
Agreed. So fear is an inherent thing, and this whole thing about he comes in without fear. Well, yeah, he's doing this on a lark. Does he aim
he's got
to be
nothing
the
to lose?
Right. Does he aim to be the permanent coach?
No. I don't think he has any illusions. Maybe
so
he shouldn't have any illusions.
Why then would they hire him as interim if he wasn't going to be the permanent guy?
Well, most interim coaches don't believe they're going to be the interim guy. But I think in this case for Jeff Saturday, here's your chance. Let's say he can cobble together a 500 season the rest of the way. That's how you kickstart your coaching career if you want one, and it costs you 2 months of your life. It could forever change the trajectory of your life if you're Jeff Saturday, if he can do that. Maybe he can't. But, you know, there's a chance that he ends up – there's talent on that team. There's legitimate talent on that team.
Now let's talk analytics.
Yes.
This just throwing analytics out. Like, oh, analytics is so lame. I said it'd be like comparing – it'd be like saying, man, this sodium is just – it's terrible for food. It's killing the food business. Sodium's in everything. Analytics are in everything. Analytics are just a methodical way of looking at odds and probabilities. And anyone who's a decent coach knows they're good to a certain extent, but you have to make individual decisions based on time, circumstance, and how good your team is, right?
Correct. Correct, yeah. Dave. Analytics, listen, analytics is incredibly important. There's a reason every team has an analytics department. And by the way, I'd love to be in the Colts analytics department right now. And most of these departments have gone from zero people 15 years ago, 20 years ago, to like one person, to four people. Now your average analytics department in a team is a dozen people. You know, you've got people that report directly. Your analytics, the head of your analytics department reports directly to your general manager and your head coach. I mean, these are incredibly important people that make key decisions that change outcomes of games all the time and entirely, almost entirely, for the positive. You know, here in Minnesota, we had Mike Zimmer, who wouldn't listen to his analytics, didn't believe in analytics, and tried to do everything just based off of gut instinct, and it blew up in his face. And now we've got basically the exact same roster running from with a guy who runs almost everything off analytics, and the Vikings are 7-1.
Yeah. So there's that. Then the third part is, I can't believe he was available. I mean, how does this work exactly with ESPN where they just go, oh, you want to go coach? Fine. Just leave. What do they do? Rip up his contract, I guess?
To the best of our knowledge, he wasn't doing anything. I don't think he literally didn't have a job. Right. So he was not the head coach of this high school team, and was, as far as I know, unemployed. He had a I know he had a weekly hit on Indianapolis radio.
That's it.
As far as I know, that's the only recurring thing that Jeff Saturday had.
Well, I'll be interesting to see what happens and be interesting to see who they get as the permanent head coach going forward. It doesn't really matter much when you don't have a quarterback.
No, that's a real problem.
And that brings us to your quarterback, Kirk.
Oh, Cousins. We're back to Kirk. Nice.
Well, I'm going to segue, my friend. I want to talk about Kirk shirtless with all the bling on the team plane with all his teammates around him. I mean, it's funny that the players on the team itself certainly don't share the same sort of meh-minus attitude about him as many of your callers on KFAN do.
That is correct. This thing has changed a lot. And here's where the tide started to change with Kirk with his teammates exactly here. Mike Zimmer gets fired, and ownership came into town and fired him in person right after the last Vikings game last year. And Kirk Cousins and many of the other veteran leaders met with Ziggy, and Kirk, this was all secret. We only found out about it months later. Kirk went to town on Zimmer and the state of the team, and he got so much respect from the other veterans because Zimmer had his foot on Kirk's neck for 5 years, the whole time that Kirk had been here.
Really?
And yes. And when they had this secret meeting with ownership, the players were stunned at this version of Kirk that they had never seen before. And that started the process of ingratiating Kirk with these other veteran players to the point that now dude's wearing ice on the team plane down on every away game victory. It's unbelievable.
Wow. Never
thought it was going to happen.
That's a great story, Charge. I had no idea. Is anyone nationally reporting this?
It got a little bit of local coverage here when it got leaked, but nationally it did not.
Wow. Well, that's a big story. You and I have been Kirk fans for a long time, And of course, he's too nerdy for most casual fans to get into. He's not a superhero out there. You know, he can't do amazing things like Lamar Jackson, but he's a good fucking quarterback and you can win with him. And I'm glad he's doing it for your Vikings.
Yeah, it's been fun to see the transformation. And the reason you and I are sympathetic is because you've seen all of the quarterbacks before and after Kirk in Washington.
Oh, yeah.
I saw all the horrible quarterbacking for the 20 years before Kirk got here. So we've seen the other side of it. You know, but they're, you know, that's why we have an appreciation for the quarterbacking we get from Kirk.
Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Yeah. That said, let's pivot again.
All right.
To the quarterback in Green Bay. I'm not saying there's a pair of red ruby slippers poking out from underneath the house like in Wizard of Oz. But can you see it now that perhaps finally the Wicked Witch of Green Bay is finally dead?
Well, my little pretty, I can cause accidents too. Are you forgetting the ruby slippers? Slippers. Yes.
Slippers. Slippers disappear. Which witch got crushed by the house after the tornado?
West.
The west or the east?
Let's go west. Okay. I don't know. One of the two. West.
Has the house fallen on one Aaron Charles Rodgers?
If you'd have asked me a week ago, I would have said, I would not have been ready to say yes. Zabe, I just saw a 3-interception performance that I can't remember. He hadn't had another one since 2017. That the interceptions he threw and that first one was so far off and so unlike him.
Such garbage.
He looks so checked out. And you and I have talked about this at least one other time this year. And I hate to try to like read into body language. But, man, his body language is all wrong, Zabe. This is not the same guy. And you look at him and go, I don't recognize this player. And if you took a different face, you know, if you put Taylor Heineke's face on that guy and you didn't know, took the number off the jersey, you didn't know who it was, you would never recognize right. that play as Aaron Rodgers.
Right. I think there's a multitude of things that are affecting him right now. Number one is he is extremely contact averse. You watch in the pocket, like on the pick where he floated it short on the trick play to Bakhtiari, he was backpedaling needlessly 5 feet away from a defender. I mean, come on. Plant and throw and take a bit of a bump, for God's sakes. That's number one. Number two, there's still a throwing arrogance about him that leads him on 1st-and-5 charge to just yeet one into a tight window inside slant at the 5-yard line. Like, that's not the play for first and five. And don't say, well, teams throw on the 5-yard line going in at the goal line all the time. Not on first and five, and not a throw like that. That's a high-risk throw. So there's arrogance with Rodgers. Thirdly, he's doing a lot of these run-pass checks, you know, these RPOs where he can check out of it. And he's making the wrong decision a shit ton. But most importantly, he's looking at or washing over wide-open guys for seemingly no reason. In a way I can't understand, like all 22s, okay? For years before they were publicly available, I would scream on the radio with Scott Lynn, why aren't they making the all 22s available? We as the public should see them. Well, they finally find out a way to make some money on it. They put them on Game Pass. Great. We can all play coach, right, in our spare time. As soon as the All-22s became widely available, I quickly learned, because I worked with Cooley, oh, yeah, we really don't know shit about what we're looking at because we don't know the coverages, we don't know the calls, we don't know the responsibilities, but it's still fun to play. That said, there are plays I've seen this year from Rodgers where guys are screaming wide open and he doesn't see them. Multiple plays, and not for an instant charge, but for a long time. It's so shocking. You almost say to yourself, is he throwing these games for the mob? But we'll see. You know, Sunday is a day of truth for him against the Cowboys and Dak. That's a real game of truth. And they got no wide receivers. They're all hurt.
No, they're all hurt. Romeo Doubs is out, and they're relying on what's this new kid's name?
Christian Watson. Okay, get Samori Toure, seventh rounder. Samori Toure. Okay, here's the thing on Watson. This is what's crazy. Didn't find this out till Monday after LaFleur at his presser. So he has a concussion against Buffalo, leaves the game. Oh, that's terrible. Blah blah blah. Cleared to play, plays in the game against Detroit, and then gets a pretty rough hit and looks a little bit wonky. So they pull him aside. They run him through the neurological tests. We find out he never comes back in the game, though. So we all assume it's a concussion.
Well,
Monday, LaFleur says 100% not a concussion, passed all his tests. It was a chest stinger, but we kept him out anyway as a precaution.
Precaution about what?
That's what I said. I go, holy shit, the NFL is soft now. I'm like, this is bonkers. He wanted to go back in. He said he could go back in, and they go, nah, your chest is near. It's near your head, so we're not going to put you back in. The season is swirling the drain, Charge.
It's near his head. It's only separated by the neck. The chest is only separated by the neck. So, yeah, it's very, very close. It's all bad for your Packers. So they got Dallas, you mentioned this week. That's almost certainly a loss. Tennessee is no picnic. At Philadelphia, definite loss.
Right.
Chicago, maybe a win, although honestly, Chicago's playing better ball. Then finally the bye week, which this team needs desperately. Then the Rams defense. I don't like it. This team gets one win in the next 5 weeks, maybe. Holy cow. It's so weird. Pack, by the way, I looked this up because I was bored. Well, I wasn't bored. I took time out of my day.
Right.
Last time the Vikings won 5 in a row at the same time that the Packers lost 5 in a row.
Okay, hold on. Don't tell me. You probably have to go back to the 80s when Leroy Selman was prowling the frozen, and I do mean frozen tundra of the Met. And the Packers were mired in their awful criminal depths of the mid to early 80s.
This was the era of Don Majkowski. You got the decade right.
So late 80s.
88. Yes. Late 80s. Well done.
Sounds like a Chris Dolman Vikings team. I'm thinking of.
Oh, yeah. The Vikings had some Hall of Famers on that team. Yeah, baby.
Right. Like the Darren Nelson Vikings.
Yes, you remember it well because Darren Nelson dropped a game-winning touchdown against your Redskins in the NFC Championship.
Okay, the funny you should say that. Did he drop it or did Darryl Green knock it out of his hands?
No, he dropped it.
Wow! That's how that play is seen in Minnesota.
Oh, for sure. Yes, no and he's acknowledged that before as well. Darren Nelson has. Yep. It was a drop. He should have had it. The ball was there in the corner by the pylon. It went into his hands and out of his hands.
The great Joe Jackson Gibbs was on his knees on the sideline on that play. He was so nervous.
Was he really?
Yes. Oh. Here we go.
Oh wow.
Wade Wilson, your quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Okay. Yeah, it did skim off his hands for sure.
Yeah. Now, the announcer said bat it away, and I'm sure, you know, at that point, you're jubilant. You're jumping up and down. You're going to the Super Bowl. So, yeah, you know, I can understand why that's how it would be remembered there. But, yeah,
It's bang, bang. It's bang, bang, Charge. Telling you it's bang, bang.
It's close. But I'm going with the guy who dropped it. It says he dropped it. So if he's going to own it, I'm going to let him own it.
All right. We are through 9 weeks of the National Football League. So we're past halfway. Pour out a beer. Shed a tear. What do we know now that we are halfway through plus? Anything changed? Who is the favorites? Plot twist. Suddenly Josh Allen's hurt.
I think the biggest story of the whole year is how bad the quarterbacking has become as these aging stars, Rodgers, Brady, Stafford, are all just they're all aging out of their positions, and we've got a ton of terrible quarterbacking around the league. And I think that's to me the first half storyline.
Yeah.
Is we don't have enough good quarterbacks to go around right now, Zay.
How do you fix quarterbacking in this league?
Well, you know, I think sometimes it's just down because it just works that way. It's cyclical to some degree, but everybody says this next quarterback crop is supposed to be great. So maybe we're going to have an influx of young talent. That's possible, I suppose.
The league tried to make quarterbacking easier by making it so you can't even touch them, right?
Correct. And they did.
And all that did was it let the six or seven really good quarterbacks go bonkers. Yeah. And be able to play forever. The rest of the slappies out there, didn't matter how easy you made it for them or how much you didn't let them hit you, they still sucked.
Jimmy Garoppolo is still Jimmy Garoppolo at the end of the day.
True, although, come on now, throwing shade. He's a competent QB.
He is. That's competent. He's competent. Yeah, he's a but competent that's about quarterback. It. The other thing I think we've learned is, man, are the Eagles good, Zabe? I think this is a legitimate 8-0. Now, they played the easiest strength of schedule of any team. So people will point at that and say no team has played anyone they played the weakest schedule based on wins. But part of that's because they're delivering wins every week. And the Eagles look like the most well-rounded team that can beat you more different ways than anybody, including the Bills.
Yeah. All right, let's end on this. The Powerball was apparently won by one person in California after they didn't announce the results on Monday night due to a technical error. Then they announced on Tuesday morning, oh, here's the numbers, nobody won. And then they're like, oh, wait a minute, somebody did win. Is your confidence in Powerball shaken, or did you not play in the first place?
I've never played, except for when it's been like office pools. I've never played. My wife and I talked about doing it this time, as if like you needed $2 billion because $1 billion wasn't going to be good enough.
And what would you do with the money?
I don't know. I mean, you'd like okay. So what would you do with them? And isn't that
have we had? Have I discussed this with you? Much money. I say it's too much money. The only amount of money I ever want to win in a lottery is $5 million. Because $5 million is enough to get me set for life, and small enough I can credibly tell anybody, "Hey, fuck you! It's only $5 million."
Exactly.
Like that's a comfortable retirement number right there. And when people say, "I don't care," I'd just say no. I'd say you don't understand. If you're sitting on $890 million, the people who want a chunk of it won't stop coming.
They harass you into
they
the
won't take no for an answer.
Yeah. You have to take a new identity, basically. You have to move because they will stalk your house. Strangers, right? You know you're going to get it from your circle.
Yeah.
Your circle's going to come looking to get paid.
Yeah.
So that's going to happen. But what you don't think is going to happen is the endless stream of strangers that are going to want your money to the point that you have to get up, relocate, change your name, the whole bit. You have to go invisible.
You stroke a check for the most baller-ass mansion, fully decked out, decorated by professionals, $20 million, boom, done.
Snipers, dogs.
Right.
I want to be able to release the hounds.
You write,
is that asking too much?
You write two more checks for $20 million for a house somewhere cold, somewhere warm, somewhere tropical, whatever. Okay, great. $60 million. You buy a jet. $50 million. How much is left? Another $700 million.
Right.
The only thing you do with the rest of your days is to meet with lawyers and financial people to keep all the wolves at bay. Right?
Yeah. And a lot of people say you shouldn't even have the financial advisor. You don't need it. I mean, you're never going to lose so much money that you need to have it. And they're going to soak that money.
Just put
up.
It in the bank, basically.
Put it in the bank. You know, index it. Go buy some Boog. Go index it off the stock market and kick back and enjoy your money.
And, of course, join a Guillotine League and crush your friends and neighbors. GuillotineLeagues.com.
Last week. This is it. Last week,
this
Zane.
This is it. Get in right now for a reset week. Form a league, have fun, and find out how much fantasy can be when it's survive in advance. GuillotineLeagues.com. Charge, I love you, buddy. We'll talk next week.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Okay, everyone.
The quickest hang-up in the business. All right, that's it for us today. Thanks for listening. Have a great Wednesday, and we will see you next time. Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.